Before We Forget Kindness by Toshikazu Kawaguchi. Translated from the Japanese by Jeffrey Trousselot. Read by Kevin Shen. If you could go back, who would you want to meet? 1. The sun. The cafe that could take you back in time was in Jinbocho, a district of the Kanda area in Chiyoda City, Tokyo. It was a little away from the nearest station, and its sign was placed outside in one corner of a quiet, narrow alleyway. The cafe's name was Funiculi Funicula. It was named after the popular Italian folk song from the Naples region, which had been commissioned to commemorate the opening of a cable-driven railway. Toward the fiery flames of Mount Vesuvius, let's go up the slope. That's what the Japanese lyrics say in this song, whose melody most people have heard at least once. Children in Japan recognize the melody as that of The Imp's Trousers, a Funiculi Funicula parody song. The reason why this time-traveling cafe was named after an Italian folk song was unknown, even to its owner. The name of the owner, who always wore his cook's uniform, was Nagare Tokita. A towering figure more than 2 meters tall, Nagare was a quiet man with intense, almost thread-like narrow eyes. He was standing stoically with the composure of a powerful temple guardian statue. His wife, Kei Tokita, had worked at the cafe as a waitress. Always smiling with her big, bright eyes, she had been carefree and innocent, with a friendly and welcoming personality. Tragically, a heart-related illness claimed her life 2 years ago, leaving behind their daughter, Miki, who had big, bright eyes, just like her mother. Kazu Tokita, the waitress, was Nagare's cousin. She had a fair complexion and narrow almond-shaped eyes, with a straight nose and light pink lips. Anyone would agree she was pretty if it was pointed out to them, but there was nothing that left a lasting impression. If they closed their eyes, they would struggle to remember what she looked like. She could be seen as both a young girl and a calm, mature woman. She was taciturn by nature, and some customers said it was almost impossible to strike up a conversation with her. A rumor was even floating around that she seemed to be without presence, like a ghost. Presently, however, it was only Kazu who could pour the coffee that took you back in time. Nagare shared the Tokita family name, but as a man, he was unable to pour the coffee. That ability was something only the women of the Tokita lineage possessed. Often a customer would say, "Then please pour the coffee," as soon as they learned from Kazu they could go to the past if she did so. But for that to happen, for a customer to be able to return to the past in this cafe, there were other annoying, as in extremely annoying, rules. First and foremost, the limited time. You see, the time you can spend in the past begins the moment Kazu has poured your coffee, and it ends just before the coffee gets cold. Learning this tends to dismay everyone. What? Is it really that short? What could anyone accomplish in the time it takes for one cup of coffee to get cold? You would have about 10 minutes at most. Enough, perhaps, to eat a cup of instant noodles. It might take 5 minutes to boil the water, plus another 3-minute wait after pouring it, leaving you just 2 minutes to eat. If you're having a night out, 10 minutes would unlikely be enough time to receive any dish you ordered. You would think that would dissuade everyone. But no, some will say, "Oh well, but still, if I have a chance to go back to the past." On hearing the next rule, however, nearly all customers will conclude, "If that's the case, then I can't see any point going back." The reason they give up is the rule that nothing you do while in the past